Rabbi Reis mentioned last night that there are many different pshatim in what the chait of the main meriva was. And so I think every pshat requires its own shiur. Every pshat gets it really requires a packet of niatzmo, analyzing every pshat. So I'd like to present a pshat from the Shem Yishmuel, based on something that the Avnei Nezer said, which I think is a very interesting pshat. I wrote it up for the Sefer, and find out what the Musa Haskel in this pshat is. So let's start. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor kach es hamateh v'hakel es ha'eda hatov aron achichem v'dibartem el ha'sela le'ineihem v'nosen me'imam v'otzeisim l'mayim en ha'sela v'shkisa es ha'eda v'zbirim. So he says, now we know the famous Rashi is, what was the Avera that Moshe what? Hit the Sela, he's supposed to what? Speak to the Sela. Right, that's the famous Rashi here on Pesuk Yud Beis Yad Lo Hamantem, that he was supposed to speak to the Lakdisheni Sheilu Dibartem. It would have been okay. And there are a lot of different pshatim, the Rishonim and Achronim on this, and I think each one this is what to learn from. But I want to present specifically the Shem Yishmuel today. Unbelievable shot. Okay? So let's analyze Rashi. So it's a very simple Rashi. He was supposed to what? Supposed to speak, and he hit it. So, Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to follow simple instructions. It's not something so difficult. Hashem said, speak, so speak. So why did he hit it? Moshe Rabbeinu? So not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It doesn't make sense. Right? Such a basic thing. That's question number one. It just doesn't make sense. And number two, kachas hamata, I don't understand. What does he need the mata for? If he's going to speak, you don't need the matter. If you're going to hit, you need the matter to hit. If you're going to speak, what do you need the matter? So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Kachas ha-matter v'dibartem el ha-sela. So those are two unbelievable kashas. I think each of those kashas is mamash abam kasha. Why, number one, isn't it poshut? Moshe was going to listen. Why did he listen? And number two is what? Is what do you need the matter for? So it's like this. We know in Parshas. Now let's have a third kasha. Third kasha. Parshas Beshalach. So they didn't have water. So what does it say on page 6? He said, give them water. So what did he tell them to do? The Pasuk, hey. Matcha shekisa bo sayor kach biyotcha balachta. Meaning, and then he says in Pasuk Vav, v'kisa batzur. So there, he told him beferish he should hit. He should hit the rock. So what changed? There was, according to Rashi, why in Parshas Beshalach is he kisa? And now Parshas Chukas, it's what? V'dibartem. What's the pshat? Well, so let me tell it to you outside and I'll show it to you inside. A beautiful pshat. And then I think we can learn some Musa Haskel from the pshat. What's the pshat? Pshat is like this. Pshat is... You see, the first time Hashem said to him, because then the rock didn't have any Kedusha. It was a plain rock. So you want to imbue it with Kedusha, and get it to be motzi mayim, he had to do something significant. But once kedusha is imbued, even though it's latent, and you just want to what? Reawaken the kedusha. So then, you don't what? You don't have to hit. You just speak. That's an easier way of doing it. In other words, to imbue the initial kedusha, that Sivu Hashem, that's going to create a kedusha that you have to hit. Once the kedusha is there, and you just have to reawaken it, then dibur is enough. Oh, but the kunz is like this. It only could happen if Moshe Rabbeinu what gets that same sela. So that's Pshat. Dibartem el hasela, the sela, meaning Hashem is saying to him like this: if you chance upon the sela of Parshas Bishalach, then what? The dibarta. Because that sela has what? Has kedusha in it. Now we just have to what? We have to reawake the kedusha. But that sela has kedusha in it. If you end up not getting that sela, then what? Kachas amata. Because then you're going to have to take the mata. Because then you're going to have to start from scratch. Because there was nothing in it. So that's pshat. Kaches hamate means if you can't get the original, then use the mate. But v'dibartem el ha-sela, the hey ha-yidiya, that sela from before, then v'dibartem. And the whole mistake of Moshe Rabbeinu, see, Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Moshe thought that he didn't have the original sela, so that's why he hit. In other words, since he got angry, Chazal say he made a toast. He said, Shimuno Hamorim, he got angry. So his mistake was not a mistake of not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't make any sense. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That makes no sense. The mistake was just identification, that he can make a mistake. So that's what he says. If, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu thought he was getting a new sela, that he wasn't identifying with the original sela, so therefore he hit. But the emes is that he really got the new sela, the old sela. He really got the old sela, so therefore he should have been the Dabra. Take a look inside. Page 8. I mean, he has another pshat from his father on the first column, but let's see the second column. Hikshu ha-meforshim. Ach, shekavon es Hashem Yisparach. Haise l'daber el ha-sela. Lama omar kaches amate. V'nira, dine, masher b'pam ha-rishona ha-yot tzorech l'hako, u'pam ha-shniya ha-yadai b'dibur levad. V'asav l'shem k'vo kedusha sovnuri, sh'yadinu k'mo tashmishe kedusha. Whereas after the first time, it had kedusha in it. Shenishu bo od roshem me'apam rishona. V'le'atzirich od hakah. Nikol zebi ma'ya oso ha'sela ba'atzmo. She'apam rishona. Aval om ha'ya sela acher bevadeh. Atzirich gamken hakah. Kumo pam rishona. Ufi ha'nochazu yivur hakol al nochon. Chas v'sholom lo ta Moshe Rabbeinu b'nevuaso. Moshe's not going to make a mistake in the nevuah, the actual tzivui. Achish lomar, next arrow. Kimashu tivor l'kachas amate, haynu bimiyes sela acher. Then kachas amate. Kashem yisbach yodo sheyumru ilav achachem bnei Yisrael mali sela ze mali sela acher. Okay, nemar v'dibartem el ha-sela. Behei ha-yidiyo she'oso sel she'em ikvar. Ze dai dibur levad. V'emes ki rotsu Moshe Rabbeinu yadai ke l'oso ha-sela she'yadai b'dibur. The people angered him. Wow. But I think what do we get out of this? It's a sharp shot. I think what we get out of it was the following. this yisod, that if somebody, something has kedusha in it, like say you go, you went to yeshiva when you're young, even if sometimes then you have to go into the working world and you're not learning the same amount, but since you have that kedusha meikara, so anytime you can open up Blat Gemara, it's going to reawaken. If you never had it, it's going to be much harder. It's like what Moshe Shapiro pointed out, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that lo me kishahu yeled, lo me kishahu zaken. If you start learning when you're zaken, it's much harder because you're not reawakening anything. Then then it's a much harder thing. So I want to show you a couple of examples where it shows that reawakening is easier than making it fresh. So there's a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim on page 9. It says, "Ve'aviyacha Hashem lokecha la'aretz asher yarshu avosecha v'rishta v'etivcha v'hirbecha me'avosecha." So you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, v'etivcha v'hirbecha me'avosecha, and you're going to be greater than your forefathers. What does it mean you're going to be greater than your forefathers? So the famous Yerushalmi, Rav Shach always likes to quote, Yerushalmi says, to take a look at the end of the brackets, where the brackets end. Go 3 lines up. Avosecha lo nitzchai v'olachar yudal tshona, sheva shekivshu b'sheva sholchilchu, avalatem rishon rishon kono mischaya. Whereas when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and Tom Yeshua ben Nun, it took 14 years to sanctify the land. They had a first koveshit for 7 years and do the chalukah. It took 14 years. But what? But when they came in the second time, in the time of Ezra, as soon as they settled the land, it became kaddish right away. So Rav Shechter likes to say over from Reb Chaim, you'll see it's quoted in the Sefer, that's the idea. Like the famous Rambam, the Kedusha Rishon was kibush, Kedusha Shniyah is chazaka. So what's the pshat? Chazaka is much easier than kibush. What's the pshat? Because kibush, you had to start from scratch, so it was much harder. Chazaka, you had to what? You just have to reawaken. The Kedusha was there, you just have to reawaken it. And that was the... That's the same notion. Another idea is this, of this notion, is found in Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis. We've discussed this Gemara in the past. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis, discusses that in the time of the Hashmonaim, they had to build a new Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, quotes the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Ubo bo paritzim v'chiluluha. But since the paritzim, the Yevonim came in, and they what? And they used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. So Mimela, the Mizbeach became Aser. So Mimela, they had to build a new Mizbeach. Bo paritzim v'chiluluha. So the question is, now, there's a famous Balamor. The Balamor says it was based on the regular din of Me'ilah. Regular din of Me'ilah. That whenever you Moel Behektesh, it's Yotzeh L'chulin. But the Ramban says it's a new din. Ramban in the Melchamas on page 15. Because the Ramban says not only the Mizbeach was Nischalel, but the Karka of the Karka of the Mikdash was Yotzeh L'chulin. Now there's no Mi'ilah B'karka, so you can't say it's a din of Mi'ilah. It's a din that if the Goyim come in and desecrate the Beis HaMikdash, it's Yotzeh L'chulin. And he says that as well in the Chidushei Ramban and Makas and Daf Yutes. Oh. So the Beis Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkes, has a Kasha, page 18. He has a Kasha. He says, so if that be the case, you see, according to the Balamor, it was only the Mizbeach that went L'chulin. But according to Ramban, it wasn't only the Mizbeach, it was the Karka of the Mikdash was Yotzei L'chulin. So then how come we never find that they sanctified it again? We know that the Gemara in the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Shavuos teaches you how to sanctify the Makom HaMikdash. You have to go with a whole tekes, with shnei todos, and a shir, and a korban, a whole, and you sanctify it. But we don't find in the time of the Hashmonaim that when they reconquered the Beis HaMikdash that they sanctified it again. So, why not? Bishlam, according to the Balamor, the Kedusha of the Karka was never Paka. But according to Ramban, it was Paka. So what's the pshat? So the Beis Yitzchak writes, you take a look, Beis Yitzchak writes that Bopo Paritzim Chilua Gabi the Karka Mishkan only meant that while they were there, the Kedusha, like Rabbi Khan said, Rav Aaron Khan said to me once, it was suppressed. The Kedusha was suppressed. But it was still there. Once they left, it automatically resurfaced. So a similar notion, that if you have Kedusha inside of you, it doesn't go away. It's suppressed. Sometimes you went and did other things in life, and you weren't, but it's very different for the fellow who is going to come back to the Blat Gemara after a day's work, when he already had 15 years in yeshiva beforehand, and now everything's coming to the forward. And that's that idea. The Sefer Lechem Kuki has this as well. So the Musar Haskel being that when a person's young, you know, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos on page 22, Halomed Yoled is Domel L'Diyok Suval Diyar Chodesh. If you learn when you're young, it makes an imprint. And then when you rest of your life, it's going to resurface. So that's the Pasuk in Koheles, page 23. Zechor es barecha bimei b'churosecha. And Sefer Shalavos quotes from the Peleoids. The Peleoids, one of the classic Musa Svarim, on page 24, says, Siv zechor es barecha bimei b'churosecha sh'as hazman ha'yosin neos lovin es baro. That's the easiest time to service Hashem. Because you're strong, you still have all your strength, you don't have the tirdus hazman, your mind is still clear, and you have to realize that you should take advantage of every second in those years. That's where they quote from Rav Tzvi Frank on the next page. On page 26, in this bold print. V'chol ma'asha adam tzor, yoser halimut toel alav yoser kofel mechupo. Ha'toel z'chol yimei chayev. That when you learn when you're young, that learning is embedded in you so much, that what? That it sticks with you. And then it always resurfaces. Just like by the sela. If you get that right sela, than just with the Bartem. If you get the wrong seller, it's much harder. The Kisim, the Kaches Amate. So the years that a person has when he's still in yeshiva, those years are the years that he can imbue himself with the Kedusha, and even if he'll leave eventually, but the Kedusha will always resurface. And that's the so Bartem Asela Kedusha Atmuna. Hoseres Ubokas. And that's the Musa Haskel to learn from this parsha. Okay. We don't have to take a break. Right?
No, yeah.
You want to make a half-stick so we know which.
Yeah.